So it was this girl, Danielle, yeah? Danielle used to do like early afternoon to late afternoon shifts.
Mm. Mm.
But I would do like the late shifts, yeah? So there would be like a 2 hour crossover. Oh, like, oh, it'd just be us two in the, because the way betting shops work is like there'll be three people in the store during that that time of the day, and then there'll be two people in the store from 6 till 10 when they close, yeah?
Yeah.
So it was three of us, it was the manager and us two on the till or whatever. I don't even know what you call it in a betting shop, yeah?
Yeah.
And when I'm with Daniela, yeah, I'm just like this the whole time. She got a kid. She got two kids.
Okay,
but yeah. she's single though, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's a bit older. But in my mind, I could just get her, yeah. So we just chat to her, tell her about what I'm getting up to and all of this. Even when the customers come and they got their bet, they'd be like, oh, 2 for 1 on two. Well, how'd you say it again? Two to one on, I don't know, whatever, yeah. I'd be quickly doing it. Just get out of here, man. Get out of here, bro. What's the horses, man? I'll be chatting to her.
So when I got my first job in IT, I was excited.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I thought I'd be doing all the serious IT techie stuff, you know, like debugs on JavaScript code.
What does that mean?
You know, like, you know, like build servers on a metaverse. You know that Bill Gates kind of stuff, innit?
What? Yeah. Servers on the metaverse. Continue.
But in reality, I was just clearing paper jams for Sally, the receptionist, man. How to use a printer, it just annoys me. Like the other day, she thought the only way to print a double sided printer was to print it, then use the same paper and put it back in the tray again. She's crazy. But there's nothing wrong working in IT service desk. But the job's a bit too easy for me. Like,
sure.
On my first day, yeah, my manager was telling me, okay, Tim, if anyone comes an issue, make sure the first thing you tell them is to, did you turn it off or turn it back on again?
Yeah,
that was the main rule. That's what I was doing. It was really the handbook. The first rule. So I had Sharon from HR coming to me and said, oh, Tim, I can't connect my headphones to my laptop. So one of my team's meeting, I can't hear nothing. I was like, oh, did you turn it off or turn it back on again? Had another guy, what's his name? Phil from the forensics team. He was like, oh, Tim, I can't open Google Chrome. Even when I open it sometimes, I get the 404 error message. I was like, oh, do you turn off and turn back on again? Like, that phrase was implanted in me because I couldn't stop saying it. Even when I was in a canteen one time, and a guy came up and said, oh, Tim, how's your day? I was like, oh, do you turn off and turn back on again? Like, I was just, it's crazy. However, there was this one girl, yeah, her name was Simone, and she worked in the marketing department. She was brand new as well. Oh, she was sweet, man. Sensational. She always wears high heels in the office.
Yeah.
Like, tailor fit, everything.
Seriously,
it was like having Megan Good in the office. It's crazy. And I wanted to give her a good IT service. Like, so when she came through, I went above and beyond to sort all her IT issues.
Of course.
Always. I made sure all the tickets were priority one, P1. So I spent all most of my time with her. Like one time, her extension number wasn't working. So I was like, okay, cool. I just gave her a new iPhone. Only directed above were like iPhones. But you know, I like, don't worry, don't want to know. I gave her such good treatment. But these times, Sally's asking, oh, how do I use my scanner in the printer? I said, don't worry. To make sure you log a ticket, then when she logged it, I just put she as the P5. So I left it as that. So the week's gone by now, I spent a lot of time with Simone. She was like, oh, Tim, we should go out for work drinks sometimes, you know? I was thinking, whoa, work drinks, this is like a date, you know?
Yeah.
I was excited. I was thinking, yo, like even lunchtime, I went to go buy a blazer. I normally wear like these shirts. You know? But I went to buy a nice blazer. It's an IT school uniform, isn't it? So, yeah, but the thing is, this is my first job, so I've never actually been to like a work drinks
work
before.
Drink. Yeah,
so
yeah,
when I was
yeah.
there, I was surprised seeing everyone in the office there.
Yeah.
Everyone was there.
It's not a day.
I see Sally, the receptionist there. I see my manager, he's buying rounds of Jägermeisters for everyone. Wow. And he's still drinking his pint of Guinness for like 20 minutes. You know, they love it.
Then
also I see Samir from accounting. I can't stand this guy. He's just so arrogant.
The worst.
The worst. Like, he's moving so mad since he got that promotion. He only got a name change. He was just, what's it called? He's just an accountant and they put senior accountant on top of it.
Yeah.
So no pay grade upgrade. He just that's yeah. what, he's just yeah. a, that's yeah. the title. Yeah. He loves to talk and he thinks he's so funny. And so he'll be making jokes here and there. And I look to my side, I see Simone laughing at his jokes. She was laughing hard. She was laughing so hard, I can see her wisdom tooth. That's how she was laughing. Like, literally. I was thinking, that gave me the ick. I was thinking, what's going on here? It gave me the real ick. Even I get a tap on my shoulder now and I see that it's Sally, the receptionist. She comes to me and said, any update on my printer? I'm thinking, leave me alone. That was the worst word drinks ever. Like, you're so annoying. So next day now, I get to work on time. I'm early. So I get to 8:30 now. Right. And I see Simone, she's on my desk already, but she's panicking. Mm. She's in distress. So I think, what's wrong? She was like, the report I've been working on for weeks now, and I got to show it to my manager. At 9 o'clock, got a meeting. Mm. Like, I can't find it anywhere. It's been deleted. Oh. I think it's been deleted. I was like, okay, cool. I had a look. I was trying a few things, couldn't find it. Then she's like, please, Tim. Like, if you find it, we can go for work drinks again. I flipped out. I dashed to the laptop. I said, take the laptop, I take it. God asked the man to fix it for you. I left it. Yeah, all the tickets were P5 after that, man.
What's going on, people? E-man from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheers.
Cool. Yo, we are Pass the Meerkat. I am Dej. I'm feeling good. I'm here with Shake.
Yo.
I'm here with Bangs.
I'm a guest today.
I'm with... I'm here with Tim.
What's wrong? I just passed away into the camera.
I'm here with E-man as well. Yo, we've had a good week on socials, on YouTube. Like, I'm so happy that this format is now... like being taken in,
appreciated. Thank you guys.
It's really amazing. So we had a story going viral, probably still going viral, kind of at the moment.
It's
been getting a lot of love.
Comedian.
So yeah. Like, it's been good.
What would be your stand-up name?
It's true.
If you had one,
it's gonna be Dej the Ego.
No. It'll probably be something smart, like the part of the brain that's responsible for humour. I don't know what that is, but I would research
it. Hippocampus.
Hypothalamus.
He's like crazy.
At least you got no parts. But yeah, like, it's been really, really good. Been getting a lot of love. Bare people telling me to do stand-up. Hey, a stand-up comedy club messaged me, you know.
I do.
They was like,
like an open mic night sort of thing.
Do I look like an open mic? Open mic, I passed. I'm not Tiffany Haddish.
I want the crowd, man.
I didn't know. It seemed like some like white kind of white thing.
Yeah, that's better.
No, it's
nigga bad, bro. You know why people love laughing at nigga?
They love them race jokes.
They love it.
Because of the feedback I've been getting, I've been thinking like it's kind of swayed my mind to maybe do something. But I was like, I want to feed the stuff. If I've got a good story or a good comedy bit, then I can feed that into the pod, especially with what we're trying to do. So I was like, let me take a while on that. the love has been absolutely fantastic. Some of the love we've got has been from brands. In particular, AE Vodka. Pass me the bottle, please, Bangs.
Which one do you want?
Which one?
I like that flavour.
So yeah, thank you so much to AE Vodka for sending this out. I only had a line about AE Vodka in the story, and they shared that line with Ciroc, a rival vodka. So the fact that they heard it, they loved it, and they reached out to me.
They came through.
So thank you so much. We're gonna enjoy this. Now, one of the ways we're gonna enjoy this is by playing a little game. Last time on the pod, we spoke about how we wanted to play Traitors. Like, the Traitors finale is actually tonight. It's probably out by the time this is out. So we can't wait to watch the Traitors finale tonight. But we agreed that we were going to play Traitors on the pod.
Yeah.
So we have a little way to play it, and we're going to do that. Now, that game has already started. I have to warn you guys, that game has already started. So we got somebody who isn't here, Pedro, to tell the group to allocate Two Traitors. Is it Two Traitors?
Yeah, it's Two Traitors.
You know too much information.
Okay. So yeah, there's Two Traitors and Four Faithfuls here amongst us now, yeah? We're going to try to suss out the person on the second half of this episode. But for the first half, we're going to have a general conversation as we do. And yeah, we're going to see if people act different because the traitors have been given a task, correct?
Yeah, they have.
The traitors have been given a task to do throughout this pod that we don't know. We as faithfuls, me being a faithful, I don't know what that task is. Okay. The traitors amongst us do know.
Mm. And each traitor has...
Why is your hand... Why are you doing this?
I'm just saying that.
You're overcompensating.
Okay, okay. I didn't know that information, but it's good that you know that information because that gives me information about you being a traitor that I didn't know.
And they're doing it throughout the rest of the...
So we're gonna do. There's gonna be no killing, but we are gonna do banishments. We'll vote. We'll ask people questions. We'll vote. Yeah, that should be a good, fun second half of the episode.
Can I just highlight something?
Go on.
Vish never wears glasses, and today he's wearing glasses.
Yeah, very true.
Let me explain myself. I came back from Kenya late yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I'm jet lagged.
Late yesterday. Okay.
I'm jet lagged. I don't want the fans to see my...
We don't want to hear it.
All I'm saying is I'm a faithful.
It's suspicious.
Yeah. If I'm a traitor, yeah, I would be wearing these glasses for some odd reason to do a poker face, but I'm not. You know, you might know I went Kenya.
You just say that.
Me, you're voting out a faithful, but do it.
Jazz over here.
So Sheikh never talks as much, so you might not get on to me, but
see the classic deflecting there.
That's for the second half. But yeah, I guess
I'm on to you, bro.
The combination of this traitors game and the fact that we've just been gifted two bottles of vodka. One is obviously for me because the second one we should give to for the traitors or the faithfuls to share,
depending
on who wins the game.
Yeah. So it actually looks like a trophy as well.
It does. So I guess that's what we'll do. Anyway, getting on to today's pod. I only got this today, by the way. I got this today, and obviously I live where I work, just for context.
Yeah.
So anytime anything gets delivered, I have to go to collect it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, AU Vodka, love to them, but their packaging isn't... They don't have the brown paper box.
Oh.
The box says AU Vodka.
AU. AU Vodka.
I went to the desk, I was like, oh yeah, can I get my package, please? And I see it in black and gold, AU Vodka. As soon as the person comes and gives it to me, he's like, oh, shit. I was like, no, I'm not an alcoholic. It's somebody's birthday. Like, and I had to carry this thing. Obviously, it's a big box. I had to carry the box through the flipping through the campus, and just all my work colleagues were looking at me. And I was like, somebody's birthday.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's work, and that reminds me of some work bits. Does anybody? How do you man navigate work? I guess that's what I want to ask. Like how. What are your relationships like at work? Do you have mothers, work wives is a thing, work sons, work husbands?
I've been a work husband.
Yeah?
I've had a work wife, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so what did you think I was going to
say? You let the work husband
example. I've had brothers, but as a work husband, the role is to listen. I don't know, maybe it's not husband. I was gonna say I listen to girls like their weekends and what they got up to with guys. So I just advise them I think you shouldn't be doing that. I think you shouldn't be doing this. If I was him, I wouldn't do that. Is that bad?
I feel like work husband is supposed to be more flirty.
That doesn't even go into the criteria.
There's a chemistry there.
But if I was single, I'm just tingling you, bro. I don't need to
flirt. Would you
100%?
Would you take someone you want?
Yes, if I was single,
in your direct team.
Yes, why not?
Bro, you have to tread carefully on that thing because imagine you're in turmoil.
Exactly.
Working with
everywhere I've worked apart from my first job, I haven't been attracted to anyone. So when I'm in my first job, this is my first job out of uni. I was attracted to everyone.
You've never been attracted to one of your managers?
Nah.
Not any no requests. Yeah, no
I've,
one.
I've never even.
Nah, true. To be said.
No
fair.
Way. Wait. No way.
You man are liars, bro.
I work at Rhinos. You don't really get the like. You just get.
No,
the,
but not in your direct team. You might have seen someone like in another.
No.
Department.
No.
Okay.
No.
I think you man are thinking about physical attraction. I'm talking about the way she speaks down to you in the meetings.
You're a wild guy.
Yeah, yes, master.
That's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's about. You guys are assuming my work, my managers are white women.
Okay.
When I've actually had like.
True, that yeah, that's true.
Hey, okay.
Shut you up, innit?
That's the racism coming out. But yeah, I've had bare like black woman managers, and yeah, on a serious note, they've been really, really good to me. Proper like work moms. When you have a woman
yeah,
manager,
I've never had that.
A black woman manager, like she proper treats me like.
I would have loved that. I've never had that.
I've had a black woman manager, River Island.
Sorry, I forgot about retail. Yes, I have been attracted.
I forgot about that whole thing.
I forgot about retail.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Work mistress, a work wife.
Retail is crazy.
Yeah, I hope she still works there now. You know,
she does.
She does.
She does. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Share the story.
We don't know which one she works at.
Okay, I'm sorry, but anyway, so me and Dej got a job at the same time at River Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good vibe.
Yeah.
Everyone's young.
I can imagine being lit in it.
Yeah.
It was a good vibe. And there was this black lady who was like one of our managers, isn't it? And she was proper cool. That we used to chill with her. She used to tell us stories about. Working in River Island, how long she's been there for. Like, we had banner.
Yeah.
Then there was one day, senior management, like, what do you call them? The people who run all the stores. Like,
regional manager.
They came in, innit?
Yeah.
And they were just inspecting the shop. And then they must have done a till check, or one of the tills must have been short. And there was a till next to me.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was a till next to me or if it was the till I was on.
Yeah.
But we do 4-hour shifts. So like,
you flip around.
So I'm by the till, and then my black manager, who I'm cool with, comes with the senior management team, and she comes to talk to me, and she's like, "This till is quite short."
Oh.
I'm thinking, what do you mean this? Why are you telling me this till is quite short? I don't understand that. Like, why are you telling me this till is quite short? And she was like, "Oh, she done a till check and it's short. And you're the only one that's been around there, and I think I saw you put something in your pocket."
Whoa, accusing you like that, that's crazy.
I was thinking, what? You, my sister.
You, my sister.
Bro, they took me to the back.
And search you.
Pat you down.
Oh, yes.
How much did you have?
I had nothing on me, but bro, that day I looked at her. The next time
I would have
talked to her again. She tried to talk to me normally. Like, oh, how was your day?
That's crazy.
But them retail spots, they're not like workplaces. They're obviously very different from the way we're working now.
Yeah, you club there, bro.
Now we're older, we know the managers are tapped as well. They're like 25, 24.
He's
tapped people that just go about, do stuff, man. Like crazy time.
I remember in retail, this lady, she's a white lady, yeah. This is my first like actual job, I think. Yeah, it was New Look in Marble Arch, yeah. And she tried like give me like a disciplinary like sort of thing, innit? In front of everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, who are you talking to? I said it straight because I didn't really, like, I would just see you anywhere on end. So, like, why are you, like, why are you trying to grab me over the line?
She got some power in it.
I literally said, what? Who are you talking to? And then she was just stunned, like, she didn't know what to say. But I'm really bad with that stuff though. Like,
you can't take it. I had a work zaddy one time. At River Island as well.
Oh yeah, because you get them man in the they're the stylist.
Exactly. there was a guy in River. Well, in River Island there was loads of like homosexual managers. And there was one guy who like. River Island was the phase where I was in uni, we were gang gym bears. And then it was also the phase where it was like slim fit, muscle fit. Like everybody was wearing tight stuff.
Oh my god, that time.
It's my size, man.
I remember seeing A-man with an S walking out in Top Shop.
Yeah,
Check the camera.
No, no.
Chop the tag off. You want no evidence.
But yeah, I had a work zaddy at River Island. And it worked out in my favour, but basically,
I bet.
In retail, when I was doing those jobs, it's like I was so bad at timekeeping.
Yeah.
I didn't take it seriously. I was working from Essex as well. So I was coming down from Essex to travel. Yeah. So I used to be late, bears. Yeah. So I was coming down from Essex and I'll do like a 4-hour shift, get paid like 20-30 pounds or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the train ticket is 20
So you managed to pay tickets?
I didn't pay. There'd be no point in working.
Yeah.
I had to bump train as well. So sometimes I was late because I had to hop off the train. Otherwise there's no profit now. So I can't go to work. That was the situation I was in. So like at work I was
that's funny.
And my like them like where they review, like I was bare late. Yeah. Like, coming in like 1 hour late, coming in 1 hour late or 45 minutes late to a 4-hour shift.
Yeah, that's
obviously
mad.
Looks bare, bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was on like a temp contract. You know, they only do like temp
rolling
contract.
Yeah.
So I remember this guy calls me into the room. I don't even want to say his name, but he calls me into the room. Ryan and Toby will remember this story. He calls me into the office. And this is where I knew like I had had like a couple of disciplinaries and I was late again. And he's like, okay, I'll talk to you at the end of the shift. He calls me into the office and then he's basically like to me like, look, I spoke to, he wasn't the senior manager or the deputy manager. He was just like a floor manager.
Okay.
So he goes like, obviously I've spoken to the managers and they want to get rid of you. Like, obviously you've been late multiple times sort of thing.
Scary.
And then he just touches my... He just touched me, and I'm in the tight fit. You had to wear River Island clothes. So I'm in a tight fit my muscles are bulky because we've been going gym. So he just touches my arm. I was like,
you're gonna lose your job.
It's either I lose my job or I just let this guy fondle your throat. Yeah. He didn't do anything.
He just wanted a touch.
He
wanted a right hand.
He just touches my arm and he's like, oh yeah, like they want to let you go, but I'm really vouching for you. There was no need to touch me. I've got you. I got you if you reciprocate. I'm joking. When he touched me, I kind of felt like this guy's basically saying, like, he basically was saying to me, he said it in not so many words, he was basically saying, because you're nice to look at, I'm not gonna do anything. He didn't want to do anything. He was just like, because you're nice to look at.
I want to keep you.
He
just wanted you as eye candy.
We need people like you. We need muscles.
They never let him on the shop floor with a hoodie.
The only way you can stay is if you pick from Rihanna's section. Rihanna can
The thing is, I struggled to get like a retail job. I never got a retail job. Like,
What was your first job?
No, I have to talk about, because actually it was next, but it was only temporary, so I was there for 1 day for the sale.
I never did that. I was patient.
And the worst thing about it, because the people who are full timers, they look at you differently. The proper uniform, like a white shirt, black trousers. These are wearing like these nice checkered shirts.
Yeah.
And they've got like the name tags on them saying that they're full timers. And like, I think there's one time I think the stock room needs to be filled in. And like, get some of the temps to do it. And I think, they're looking at me. Get the temps to do it. I felt bullied at work.
You're extra.
You're a stockroom guy. You look like a stockroom guy. You're not front of house at all.
Yeah, stockroom would be okay because you're like,
that's why you put them jobs with no bread.
So that's what they give you the heaviest things they
give
you. We don't want to go get a trolley.
The back of Westfield, the side of Westfield, we've never seen
that. You know what's funny, we're all JD, River Island, the recruitment system, they make you do this interview, but it's all based on...
I was working in River Island one summer. I was pissed off about this. in Oxford Street. Like, done the summer, done a great job. Like, it was calm in it. River Island. I was working the shop floor. I did a few times overtime.
Yeah.
In the stock room, like, overnight, because it was like double pay.
Stock room,
no. Because like you get double pay if you do it like overnight.
Oh, he got double pay.
I remember. And the crazy thing is, I got that job just calm. It was the interview process was calm.
The interview you had to lift weights, isn't it?
Don't look at your arms.
It's all good. It comes to the end of summer now, and they're like, "Listen, we want to go and keep you on permanently." And I was just like,
"Oh, sick."
I'm flattered, you know. Honestly, I'm flattered, but I'm going off to university. Can you help me get a job in Sheffield? Because there's a show. Obviously, my performance is good.
So you
want people like me up north in it.
I can lift.
Don't do that.
So they were like, yeah, obviously, we can make a call. And then obviously, we can make you have a transfer over there. I'm just like, sweet. Like, I need the money. So I get up there. And then I had to go and meet the manager like out there to say, like, listen, I worked in River Island in Oxford Street, the flagship store.
Show your CV as well.
They were like, you're going to need to come for an interview. And I was just like, oh, that's disrespectful. Bro, I was just like,
it's different people, bro.
Bro, listen, my name is my name. So I do the interview. And then the interviews are bare stupid, innit? They're like, you've got to dress a mannequin. And you've got to describe how your fashion sense would in, like...
you had to do that at River Island?
Yeah, I did it in River Island.
That's mad. That's crazy.
But I already did that before. So I'm arrogant.
I knew what to say, but
I didn't have the same enthusiasm because I thought, why am I doing this? I'm hearing it. Like, my name is my name.
Did they ask for a reference or anything?
Yeah, but my manager already contacted the store, which is why I went there.
So what's this front of office role operation?
Nah, it's a front of office role.
Nah, logistics.
Channel three.
Logistics, bro.
So I'm going for the interview, and I've done my spiel, but I haven't really given much effort to it. I was just like, yeah, obviously this is a new line. Obviously this is a summer line. Like it works well. This is what I'd pair it off. I'm listening to other people there, and they're doing their whole interview spiel, and they're just chatting shit. Yeah. I'm like, it's bare 16-year-old, 17-year-old.
You don't have to do all of this. I'm just thinking, just chill.
It comes to the end now, and they're like, okay, we'll contact you if you've got the job.
Yeah.
So I go home, and I'm just thinking, I'm getting P's now. Yeah. I'm definitely better than these guys.
Uni.
I didn't get the call. Bro, I didn't get the call. I was thinking, raw, fuck these guys, right? I didn't get the call.
Questions, yeah. So me and Ned were in the same interview, and they asked us, "What do we want to be in 5 years' time?" Ned was like, "Oh, I want to be a psychologist." All of this kind of. When it came to me, I said, "This man got my own fashion line. I'll have my own franchise in 5 years." I said, I don't care, I just want to work here. He went after me.
I looked at him like, "What the fuck?" And it was like nothing. It was actually like traitors because we pretended we didn't know each other. We had a relationship, but we pretended like I don't want to know. It was me that went to E-Man. I was like, "Look, I like you, and I've known you for about 2 years. But if I'd let them know that I know you, you're obviously gonna fuck up this interview."
You're gonna fuck up this interview.
I remember when we did the application, we were revising in Essex.
I
had the email alerts. I was broke as fuck. I had email alerts. Next River Island, JD, cleaning jobs, everything. My inbox was just full of jobs. While I'm revising, we get an email ping. I'm sitting right next to E-Man in one of those like labs, the classes. I get a ping and it's like, new jobs, River Island. And I was like, yo, E-Man, let's just apply. He's like, I'm not feeling. I was like, bro, let's just apply. Let's do a quick one. I had my personal statement ready sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just chucked it in. E-Man applied as well. We both get an interview call, so we both went.
Sick.
So I said to him before the interview, I was like, so it's like, when we both got the job, I was thinking, there's multiple roles, so you think it's one role, so I think, I told this nigga to apply. So we immediately became rivals. We're both guys. I was like, congratulations, but it's like, we immediately became rivals. So I was like to him, I remember before the interview, I was like to him, okay, like, we hadn't spoken about it for like a week. There was tension. So I was like to him, okay, so how do you want to play this? Like, there's an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
How do you want to play this River Island interview? he's like, oh yeah, like, let's just go, like, let's just do it. Like, you feed off me, I bounce off you, you bounce off me. I was like, no, no, no.
I'm not bouncing off.
So I was like to him, I was like, look, I understand that you want to bounce off me, but you're 100% going to fuck up this incident. 100%. I'm not going to let you drag you down with me. But let's just go there and pretend that we don't know each other.
Yeah.
You cue at the front, I cue at the back. We met on the day. So yeah, when we get there and he say that, everything was calm. We were acting like we weren't in the same group for the task, and then... Yeah, when we're doing that speech about what you want to do, yeah, I come and say like, oh yeah, I want to be a psychologist, that's what I'm studying.
Yeah, that's funny,
and then this
bro.
Guy comes and they're like, oh. I'm still thinking there's one position as well.
You should have piggybacked off of him.
This nigga doesn't want to be any of that shit. He didn't want to apply it.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Blah.
Hey, that's funny, bro.
It's too funny. Yeah.
Did you not ever have, like, so I used to work in Clarks and you sell shoes, the shoes are just on the shop floor, so you go and get them.
Whatever. Yeah.
The real money and what they base your performance on is, you know, the items that you aftercare. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
So they rate you based on that. So then everyone is trying to fight for, like selling an item, basically.
To get
a better performance. Yeah. But when I'm working in the city, I'm working in Oxford Street, so when these Arab customers and these Chinese customers come in...
Vish always has to do everything better than us,
Even from young, why are we in
Clarks?
We're trying to catch up. Because literally, like, Clarks was different levels. That was, like, basic, and everyone had them jobs.
Maybe it was, like, selfish. Clarks was a hard one. That's like a pre-stage interview process.
Yeah, Clarks is mine. So I'm trying to, like, fight for this Chinese customer,
Everyone's
battling. An Indian customer comes in, he's like, sir, can you please help us? And then this other girl ends up taking the Chinese guy, so I was like, And then I just end up getting all the shit customers, man. Every time I go to the till, I'm like, do you want to buy these, like, things you insert?
No.
Do you know what? They entertain it. Like, you know when someone tries to pitch something, like, how much?
You say
£15. No. And then you go down to the next item, which is like £7.
They do that
in a Holland Embarrass all the time. I'm like, no, thank you.
Bro, super drugs.
Yeah, all of them. It makes sense now.
They're always trying to get that commission. Have any of you, man, had like a work son, daughter, like an intern or somebody working underneath you that's kind of looking up to you?
Oh, yes.
That comes to your mentoring or some shit, stuff,
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had one. But you know what's so mad, he wasn't meant to be my intern, but because he was black, this is finance now, isn't it? I think I'm in my third or fourth year, so I've got like some decent experience. And he comes in and he's like, I want to say he's 18 because he's either in uni or he's just finished uni. I can't remember which one, but he was bare dumb. he was bare dumb. Like, he didn't do anything. Would you be how dumb? Like you would ask him to like send an email on your behalf.
Yeah.
And he just didn't know how to write any. Like, he couldn't. Just say, okay, this is finance, you get a deal, and then you want to send to the client, hey, we're looking at this, the underwriter's looking at it, we'll get back to you in 24, 48 hours.
Yeah.
He will write something like, we're dealing with this. Like, there's no, like, but
no context, it's, no,
bro, and the matter thing is, the emails that they used to give you, like, templates.
So you can't get it wrong.
So you need to delete everything else. I remember this one time, we had a sales team meeting, innit? So everyone had to kind of say, like, we had, like, this thing called a gold call, I don't want to get too technical, but it's like, this is how you're meant to present to a client. This is how you're meant to have a phone call. So you start off with, like, what they're looking for. You get to know a bit more about their business, seem like you're interested.
Yeah.
And then you tell them about how what we can offer matches exactly what they're talking about. So that's what you're meant to do, match exactly what they're talking about. So... In the sales team meeting, we was doing like a role play thing where the manager was the customer, and he's meant to be the salesperson, But the things he was saying, it was like he was saying what I was saying, but just in the wrong way.
The manager
would be like, okay, yeah, so I own this manufacturing business, and I need like 200k to build a new warehouse, yeah? So then he will be like, okay, cool, sounds good. So, like, do you guys ever, like, do you ever sell food? Or, like, do you do you guys ever, like, do you have trainers? Like, he will say, like, random shit. It was bare weird. I looked at him a couple of times and I was like, I was just thinking, like, is he okay? Like, is he tapped? He's trying to bring up for, like, a good two, three weeks. Dumb. When I say dumb, I want to know what he's doing now, because he was dumb.
It wasn't his field. Maybe.
Yeah. No, I joined. I was on the grad scheme, but I was a bit older than everyone else when I joined. And I was in my second year on the grad scheme, and these new interns came in. They partnered me with two interns. So I can't remember. I didn't meet them face to face, but we had like a Teams meeting or whatnot. They introduced me to the interns. I said, "Hello, hi." Welcome. If you need any help, I can help you out.
Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't really mean it. So I saved their numbers down. And then I received like numerous phone calls from them, but I'm busy, so
I'll get to it when I get to it.
But the phone calls kept coming. I started receiving emails, Teams messages, hey, can we meet up for a coffee? Hey, can we meet up for lunch? Listen, just do your work. Then, like 4 years later, one of the interns knows Dej. Somehow, I don't know, Dej finds out we both work in the same place. And he's like, oh, do you know my boy? Me, man. I said, oh my gosh, that prick.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's
deep.
Nice, bro. Because you got your job to do.
Yeah,
you got me training someone as well. I don't even want to be here, bro.
At work, I had a work mum.
Oh, that's cute.
That was cute. Sweet, man.
But it's mad because I was in a corporate place, and when I joined there, like there was like not a lot of black people around. So this woman joins. It's a Nigerian lady, like older, like she's like my mum's age. So she comes through and she's just like, let's go for a coffee.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
We go for a coffee and we're talking and she's like, they're supporting. So at that point, I don't know whether to call her by her name or start calling her like,
auntie.
It's like a weird, like, I respect you, but like, it's weird.
It's weird to be like, hey, auntie.
Hannah's coming my way. So eventually, like, she gets settled in and we develop a really, really good relationship. And it's so mad because, like, one day I was working from home. I was in a meeting with her and I told her that I'm just going away for a couple of hours. Like,
okay, yeah.
And then I go to my parents' place and I bump into her in the Asda's in Beckton. So then at that point in time, I didn't even know that she lived in Beckton. So I'm just there randomly. Bearing in mind, I was just in a meeting with her. And then I jump into that. And at first I got shook. I was just like, rah. But that was like, oh yeah, that's Andy here. Like,
if it was someone else, then
So she's like, I didn't know that you live here. I was like, I don't live here, but my parents live here. She's like, oh, like I live around here. And I was just like, calm, cool. We went back to work and we got so close. And it's one of those ones where, like, she had your back in it. Like, opportunities, like, she would be like, you should really go for that. It's bare sick to have that, man.
That's bare sick. I've never had that.
Ever had a team? Like,
as in managing a team?
A team of people,
Yeah, once. But it's weird when they're older than you, bro.
This is my problem. I got a team. This is when I was in BT. It's like one of my third jobs in BT. So I got a team, and this team was responsible for like selling like solutions. Sell it to businesses, so you've got accounts.
Wait, so you ran the team?
I ran the team. But I can't get into a story without you, man, saying something about money.
That's what I say.
So there's these two women, and then they're both trying to like. They're both trying to pitch to the same client,
This is
without me knowing, because I found out after.
They're
trying to pitch to the same client, and one of them wins, and the other one, you have to manage expectations, but the other one comes to me and be like, oh, she took my client. The one that lost was is dead. She can't pitch for nothing.
Okay.
And you've got to manage, like, you basically got to, like, manage how they are as a person. Look, new selling isn't for you, but renewals are kind of your thing. So you have to kind of, like, they felt like my kids, but it's weird because they're older than me. So I was like, you're good at this, so you do that. And you're good at this, so you do that. And bro, they just want to. It's people that don't get along, innit? They just started beefing, and they both end up leaving. I didn't have a team after.
No. It's hard managing. I tried to manage, not manage, but like being a team leader, especially like I don't know how to give. Constructive, like, I wouldn't know how to say, do that. I'd just be like, just
what are you doing? Just do it,
patience has got to be
And then they start talking about the kids, and like, I can't empathize with that. Like, I don't understand. By that time, I was just like, bro, just bring your numbers in and I'll leave you alone.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had to manage people that knew how to do things better than you could?
Never. But I've had that where I'm be better than the person who's I've been. Do you guys have a work buddy?
Nah.
Yeah.
So if you have a work buddy, they're teaching everything, and then you end up becoming better than them, and then they hate you basically. They end up hating you. You go for lunch the first 2 weeks, and after that, I'm eating my lunch.
Oh, they're work buddies. Like,
when you first come in.
That's like a work uncle or something.
But that's tough being if the person's better than you.
I've had a little situation like that where this is another thing on a scheme again.
Yeah.
But I'm on a scheme like it's a management scheme. So I'm having to manage people who know how to do the job proficiently and I don't know how to do the job. So when I'm telling people to do stuff, they're just looking at me like, you don't even know how to
do it.
You're telling me how to talk to customers when you've never spoken to a customer before. It's a tricky situation.
But there are some managers like that, especially in IT. You have like all the techie people, but they have like a manager above them. He doesn't know anything.
He's just people manager.
That's what it is. They had to handle all the admin stuff. So that happens a lot, especially in
IT. The trick to it is you need to learn something specifically about what he does that he doesn't know how to do and tell him how to do it. Yeah. And then you build that trust.
Yeah.
You fill that gap.
Them
hierarchies are weird, bro. And the matter of things, we had them in River Island, bro. River Island, you had like a floor manager.
Yeah.
Then you had like a region manager. So that manager is part of the regional thing. Mm. But you also had this thing, like you had the normal sales advisors, but then you had level two. We had this thing called level two. Level two is when they give you a code on the till, so you can authorize. They started giving that because to make work a bit more efficient and then we're running out of managers, they started giving it to a few sales advisors that had been there for a while. I'm in my second year at River Island, I get a level two code.
Yeah. Did you get that?
So they give me a level two code. Now, again, like you said, it's like a youth club. So we all go to the Cow, this place called the Cow, after work. Mm-hmm. Like, we're bare social. Everybody's all like, oh, yeah, Dej, you want to come out, go for drinks or go for lunch?
Yeah.
As soon as I get this level two code, anytime somebody will, a retail advisor will come to me and be like, oh, do you want to go? I'll be like,
I can tell you, when the power got to your head,
we got a manager's meeting later. I wasn't in the meeting, but I was like, we got a manager's meeting later. I'm going to discuss you guys. And he used to feel so good when they be like, so they'll be talking to a customer. They might be talking to like a nice lady. So I worked on the Mez, this place called the Mez in River Island. That's women's footwear, women's bags, women's accessories. So all of my customers were just women that needed help. And footwear was the easiest place to approach people. You approach people on the shop. People don't really want to know. But when you approach people in footwear, they need to come to you anyway. So they teach us this is like ask her what they're looking for. Let them know that you can bring them multiple sizes or multiple shoes sort of thing. So aid them. So I used to love when I'm on the Mez and then like somebody, so when I got to level two, I'm on the Mez. So it's like, I'm running the Mez. They give me this small section to run. I'm loving it. It's crazy. And then like, so there's just bare women there. And then like somebody will be working or assisting a woman. And then like, they need to do a code. Something goes wrong in the till. They need to do a code.
Yeah.
When I'll be looking over there, seeing that something's going wrong, I'll walk to the other side. Because like, I want you to come quickly from that way.
I need to get to me. Me as a human being, you need to come to me personally.
There's nobody on that journey that you can go to. So then they used to walk over and it used to be like my mate. So they'll be like, oh, Dej, can you authorize that?
Yeah.
I'll be like,
what? I didn't even need it. I didn't know.
I think Dej, can you authorize this for me? Like, yeah, I'll authorize that for you. And I go over to the 2 hours speak to a customer, I'll be like, sorry, I just got. I'll start putting in my code and I'll look at the person, I'll be like, can you look away? It felt so good, but they took it away from me after a while.
Yeah, I can imagine. You're a little guy. If they gave you the nuclear bombs, the whole world would have done my house.
What's his name? Jeffrey, man.
Chill. I'm not a traitor. I can see the way you're looking at me.
One thing though that I just thought about is managers, and it just reminded me of I think you worked in a betting shop as well, wasn't it? Did you ever work in the shop?
No, I worked in the
But the thing, like with retail especially in a betting shop,
betting shops are like,
bro. But the best thing about retail is like, you know, when you've got your person that you just can't wait to work with.
So if you're on the shop floor,
like you want to wait for that guy, or that girl, whatever. So it was this girl Danielle. Yeah, Danielle used to do like early afternoon to late afternoon shifts. But I would do like the late shifts, yeah? So there would be like a 2 hour crossover.
Danielle, it's so sweet, bro. So it'll just be us two, because
the way betting shops work is like, there'll be three people in the store during that that time of the day. And then there'll be two people in the store from 6 till 10 when they close, yeah? So, it was three of us. It was the manager and us two on the till or whatever. I don't even know what you call it in a betting shop. Yeah. And when I'm with Daniela, I'm just like this the whole time. She's got two kids. She's single though. And she's a bit older. But in my mind, I could just get her, yeah? So we actually chat to her, tell her about what I'm getting up to and all of this. Even when the customers come and they got their bet, they'd be like, oh, 2 for 1, or 2, well, how'd you say it again?
What's that?
2 to 1. 2 to 1 on, I don't know, whatever. I'd be quickly doing it. Just shit. I'd be chatting to her bare like this. I'm watching her time. I remember this day, this is how I'm so dumb, I was chatting to her for a time, like, it was just like, I don't know what was, there was something with the convo that was just so nice. And the shop floor was kind of empty, but there's always that one drunk guy that's on the slots, So you just leave.
He's banging the machine as well.
They love banging the machine, bro. So when her shift finishes and someone else comes in, but the manager was there, and what you're meant to do, if you're closing the store, you're meant to get the key from the manager so you can shut the store when you finish. I'm flirting with Danielle for too long, So the manager goes and he goes to another store. No, he goes home. And imagine my store is in Hammersmith and he lives in East. He lives somewhere far in East. I don't know where he lives, So I'm doing the last like couple hours of my shift. It was some any guy, And he goes because I'm meant to be locking the store because I'm meant to open again the next morning. And then it gets to like 10:30 and I'm like, bro, I ain't got the keys. So I'm literally, I'm thinking, do I leave the store?
Leave it open.
But nobody would know because I turned the lights off.
It's so risky.
And I can't even put the shutters down because
the keys twist the shutters.
So literally, I was like, I don't know what to do. So I called the manager, This guy was so vexed. And he's like a family man. Asian guy. He's got his wife and kids at home. It's like 10:30 and he has to come from East, just to give me the keys.
So whose fault was it? Was it your fault?
It's my fault because I meant to tell him. He should know. It's my fault though.
So why is he leaving without the key?
No, because he can always have a key in it.
Because that
key is like for 2 or 3 stores, isn't it?
So but there's another key that you were supposed to get.
I meant to get from him. I meant to tell him, yo, I'm closing. Give me the key so I can close it. So when after that day, bro, I could never work with him again. Like he hated me.
He made sure
I wasn't on his shifts, man. It's mad. I never got to lips Danielle, bro. Very deep, man.
That 2 hour crossover period, I emphasize. That used to happen all the time at River Island, and you used to look forward to that period. That's again, I worked on women's footwear, and I remember we had I'm even still friends with them. Like, so I can name them Rihanna, Rihanna, Shay, and Cameo.
Yeah,
like, and
Cameo.
Yeah, that was her name, Cameo. She was bare cool. Wow. All three of them were bare cool, and I was the only man working on women's footwear. Like, it was so weird for a man to work on women's footwear.
I worked on women's
footwear. But that was the shoulder. So yeah, I remember the crossover period, and yeah, when we used to go there, it used to be like we just used to have so much fun. We used to just be talking, and again, women's footwear. There's bare times where you have to, like, you speak into the customer. They're like, oh yeah, can you get me this in a size 5? Then you go to the stock room. When you get to the stock room, it's slapping, bro. Like, you know that there's no cameras, like, the managers are on the shop floor. That's where you kind of just be like, I'm just getting that. Like, you just be flirting with you. Like, I'm just getting a shoe. And Ryan used to be the stock room guy, and he used to work in the shop. Oh, but then, man, you see them pushing around the ladders. Like, I'll be speaking to Ryan from up there. I'll be like, hey, yo, Ryan, I'm in. Calm down, bro, I'm in. Like, let's speak. I've only got 2 minutes before I have to get your shoes. And sometimes you go out, you get the wrong shoe on purpose. You go out. You said a size 7, right? She'd be like, no, size 6. I'd be like, oh my god, sorry.
When you wait that long to get your shoe, you can't wait for it.
Them crossover shits were bare lit, man.
Yeah, bro.
The bad thing is that your gambling thing, I got a gambling. Remember that time in Haven where we had a gambling period? Like, it was the first time we discovered Ladbrokes.
We were talking
about like £1, £2 on like
roulette regular.
But I remember one time, all you do, you have like £1, £2. I remember one time you go into the slot machine, £2 on red. Obviously, it's like 50-50 or a bit less than 50-50.
Yeah.
I win. As soon as you win on those slot machines, bare people just start. You see, bare jog at it, like, oh my god.
Bro, what's bad? It's like,
That was the first place they put AI in those machines.
This is Dej. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
Let's find out who the traitors are, man.
Fine.
How are we handling this?
Let's have a little bit of a conversation. I just want
to make a point. Tim didn't speak much during the...
Yeah, but that's Tim, though. That's Tim.
But the thing about Tim is, I just don't know about Tim. Because he's like a... He's a weird character. Like, you just don't know whether he's
Tim.
Yeah, what?
Are you a traitor?
No.
No, but then you've done this last week. You've done this last week. You can't just fight them because
Tim's
I said...
No,
look, we're looking for specific tasks that people
are doing.
There's certain tasks. Don't do that. We're meant to perform in some sort of task, isn't it? So... I've been watching.
So what have you seen?
No, go to me first. No.
Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
All right, now.
Oh, is this around table now?
Around table. I have to say, I'm a faithful. I think I behave normally.
Tim, why don't you think, why do you think we should believe that you're not a traitor?
Because I think I behaved normally this whole session. Anyway,
who do you think hasn't behaved normally then?
It's hard, you know. I was thinking. I think Shake's a traitor.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
A couple things he's even said.
What have you seen that Shake's?
I'll tell you right now, and we'll be able to replay this on the camera.
Yeah.
When you just said the traitors have to do a task that so you've been looking out, Shake was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that was it.
You just said
Shakespeare all day is being like this.
We'll play it on the camera.
The crazy thing is, yeah, it's mad. Like, I'm genuinely a faithful. Like,
nah, I don't buy it.
I've been the same way I've been all the time. Like you know me. You know me when I lie. Like, I've got like telltale signs.
I'm ready to vote.
I'm telling you, it's a wasted vote. Like, I'm on genuinely. Like, it's a genuinely wasted vote. And the mad thing is, like, the people that are leaders, I've got a sense of who's.
No, I think I'm on your wavelength because Pedro picked the traitors, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think he would have picked. I think he would have picked you.
Nah, you man. Any of you man that are picking the traitors, you're not picking me as a traitor.
Pedro's smart because he knows Deji would be the obvious choice. And Pedro's that small.
We're a double bluffing.
A double bluff.
I agree.
No, wait, but what evidence have you seen today that someone's a traitor?
Why are you defending him?
I want everyone to talk in it. That's why. So I'm trying to determine there.
But we've been talking. You haven't talked for the last 30 minutes.
Nah, I think Vish is a traitor, man. Bro. The glasses, the hat,
Tim, you accused him because he accused you. Exactly. You didn't say anything that he was weird.
It's just defective. Like, oh, really? Come on, guys.
I'm not like that.
And if you watch the glasses, like, bro, I'm jet lagged.
Yeah, you
if
are.
If I meet you, I did without my glasses, bro. But I look tired.
No, you don't.
Iman, who do you think it is?
It's either Tim, Deji, Shake.
I'm sure it's one of them three.
The way Deji and Tim are,
I'm telling you, man.
The way Tim's agreeing with
me, Tim always like Tim loves me though.
It's so true, bro.
Pedro's the chooser, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know he's gonna pick a traitor that he feels comfortable picking. Like,
no,
being a traitor.
No.
You guys, I think
he's gonna try and throw us.
No, I don't think he'll do.
I'm starting to think Vish and Tim, you know.
Yeah, no.
Those were my initial guess, but then...
The only reason I'm starting to think... Stopping to think Shake, because I think Vish is a traitor. And I don't think... When Vish is speaking... when Vish is speaking, Tim's being quiet. So I feel like they might be it together.
I said I think these two are traitors.
Let's do a vote.
Wait.
In my head,
in fact, pick me.
Why would Pedro pick Tim? Tim just sounds.
I think you think it will be funny.
Entertainment value.
I'll tell you, if I was picking the traitors, I'm picking Tim because I feel like entertainment value. Like
1,000%.
No one's going to Iman.
That's so true.
No one's actually going to Iman.
That's actually true, though.
So why are you not a traitor?
I just didn't think him because it was his game, to be honest.
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
His lip was curving a little bit.
He hasn't seemed suspicious.
I think we're faithful.
I'm ready to vote. All right, I'm ready to vote.
Okay. He goes first.
I'll go first. Shake.
Vish.
You're wasting your vote as well. That's somebody's thing. I'm Jazz.
Okay, Shake. I'm on to Tim though, but Shake.
It's between these two.
In fact, you know what? No, go on.
I'm telling you, it's not me, bro. I'm 100% telling you it's not me.
Tim.
He's gonna go to a deadlock.
It's Tim.
I can't believe
it. Two for Tim, two for Shake.
Oh, Shake.
Okay, cool. So what's that? Okay, two for Shake and three for Tim.
So yeah, now basically we can ask.
No.
Three for Shake.
No,
two for Tim.
Yeah, so I'm.
Shake.
One more person has to vote.
No,
you vote Shake, innit?
I vote Shake, he voted Shake.
Yeah, so three vote Tim. Shake.
Yeah, three Shake.
Yeah.
Okay. Which three vote Shake?
Me.
Two.
Three. I top.
Shake, what are you?
I am... faithful man.
Oh,
yeah, you've been acting
crazy.
I know who I'm voting next. We can speak again. But I know who I'm voting next anyway. Like Tim, I guarantee you, Tim is a traitor.
And when Tim's a traitor,
you'll know that I'm a faithful.
Yeah, Tim's just staring at him.
And the man is thinking, one of these men are traitors. That's the man is thinking.
Wait, what do you mean, one of these?
Bengs. I'm looking at Bengs now, you know. I'm looking at Bengs now, you know.
Wait,
I'm looking at one of these.
I don't know who you're thinking about.
But somebody else has to be a traitor.
Actually,
you know,
when you say one of these, who would you point it at? Did you say one of these? Oh, okay.
I just need evidence.
I'm not a traitor, man. I'm waiting to be a traitor.
The man that are trying to get me out, I swear, when I tell you I'm a faithful, look at them.
For you man
that are traitors, if I go out and you push me out, you're next up, bro.
He said, I swear, for no reason.
And they said, in it, he said, I swear too. He didn't want to say, I swear to God.
it's just easier to get.
Let's go.
Who
wants to go first?
I'll go first.
No, let's go first.
I'm going to Tim.
I know it's either Dej or Tim.
That's what I'm saying.
So, if it's not Tim, then it's 100% Dej.
Yeah.
So who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Tim.
Yeah. I think we need Tim.
No, who'd you vote
no,
for?
No, I've got two.
You vote for Tim.
Yeah, but you can vote for someone.
Well, why would he vote for you? Don't worry.
I'll vote for Dej. I think Dej is a traitor.
I'll vote for Dej as well.
If I'm out, I swear down these two. When I go out, these two.
He's doing too much. He's doing too much.
Dej. It's him for sure. Look at him.
You are so dumb. Tim is laughing at you, bro.
He's next. Come on. Okay.
Yeah, come on.
I am.
He's a traitor, bro.
A faithful.
Why did you try to throw us off though? I didn't, bro.
Why did you like, I swear to?
That's just my English language.
So now I know it's him. What evidence?
That makes so much sense.
What evidence do you have that is me? Because we haven't really given.
I'm not going to lie. It's unfair, but it is because of Pedro, me thinking that.
You're saying you know it's Tim.
It's one of you two.
Why are you so? It's one of you.
I'm voting one of you two.
Okay.
It's definitely not me.
I would love to be a traitor. Why are you wearing glasses today? Tell me.
Because I had jet lag. No other reason.
That's so weird. Last time you didn't wear glasses.
Literally, I've only had like 3 hours.
I think we've been played this whole
game. You don't even have any baggy eyes, bro.
I have baggy eyes, bro.
Think we've been played, man.
What do you mean we've been playing, bro? I'm voting. This guy said we've been playing.
No, wait. Since there's four people, shouldn't it be different? Like, what's that thing doing in the final where...
You can end the game.
We'll do it in the final three. We know how many traitors there are. It's not me. You go first.
I think we've been played, so I think it's Bengs. I think we've been played.
I think Bengs as well.
Tim.
He's been too quiet, bro.
You might not pay us right now.
I'm jazzed. I can do four. I'm gonna vote him next.
Yeah. And remember, who did that in the show?
Jazz.
Because I know.
No, it wasn't Jazz.
If I take him out, it's you two. I've lost.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to change my vote?
It's Tim.
Wait, so what do we do?
It's two for Bengs and two for Tim.
Vote again.
Right, yeah, but you can only vote.
Yeah, but I can't vote.
You can only vote.
Oh. No, you can vote.
No.
Oh, only me and you can vote.
Yeah, so you basically got to make a decision.
I vote for Tim.
It's definitely Tim. Let's get out.
It's been a lovely game, guys. I've enjoyed the experience for weeks. Thank you so much.
I should go by the first round.
I am a faithful.
It's DC.
It's me. The game's done, man.
It's 2-1. It's a reveal. You might reveal if the game's done.
It's us two, isn't it?
I told you.
Wait a minute.
So what task were you
doing?
I'm doing my nose.
And I was doing this. You're checking your phone a lot, but
you kept on smiling. And then he deflected to Dej, and then I started thinking that.
We need video footage, because I don't know how.
I'm going to watch that back.
Yeah, watch it back.
That's what I was going to say. Like, was that the only thing that we had to do?
Yeah. So sometimes I forgot to do it. I won't lie. Like, I'm talking. But I kept during the whole
game. One time when the email was like this. Yeah, I think it's one of you, man.
I was doing something else.
I was wiping my nose like this.
What was
your
team? I was just playing with my ring like this.
I got every single one.
No, but you always play with your ring anyways.
I know.
Pedro's rubbish, man. Get
that one. You guys lined up for us, yeah? And then when Tim and Vish broke up bed, I was like, ooh, I need to get out.
I was scared. I thought he was going to snake me.
No, I could have snaked you.
You could have snaked me.
I realized, I think, wait, this is big.
Vish will change his vote.
Yeah.
You got to fuck him up.
Shake was like, yes, E-man's got him.
I thought it'd I would have done it.
I'm sad.
But hey, listen.
Well played anyway.
Congratulations with the vodka.
Thank you, man.
Yo, it's Pedro from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.